the dialect of Haywood, Lancashire. Mr. Sam Cage, 69, and Mr. Jack Jeffries, aged 74, retired mill workers. Recorded in the home of Mr. Jeffries by Stanley Ellis on the 24th of September, 1956.
So says, well, who said, I'll come again? I said, I can come any time if I want. It's no difference to me.
No.
It was we yourself, and so might as well come and have a bit of company.
Yeah.
But it looks so funny, like, dropping in like that, and I bet it's, well, 1915, since we're in our house.
Yeah, yeah.
Bar we're on, so they can tell, 1415. Is Jack coming in?
He's gone down, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know about that, you see, because he's been busy in his backyard.
I see.
He's had some work being done, some pipes
made. I see. And what other idea this afternoon, like just getting a bit of history at town, or talking about out. I was looking at the year up, you know, but that Bert.
Oh, it's a bubble.
Well, that's what I was telling her. It's where we always go at Aunt Bert, round here.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a difference between Bert and Birch, then, and
oh, yes, it's where they bobbing and
where we bobbing and out. Well, I thought I weren't wrong in using that expression, yes, you know, because yon at her house carried on to me. I said, I were bothering about like Bert. Or Sam says, who in the world calls it a Bert?
Hey,
I says, well, you're a lot of thousands, Bert. It's let on Bert this time.
Yeah,
and especially with short distance pigeon flyers, they were the same, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there not a thousands that I remember down at...
down on bottom.
Yeah.
I never go down much, Jack, not now, not to tell the truth, but... if I see on him with all this bait, I know. But it looks funny that I thinks money down when it's adder now there, but I do when I'm sitting with myself. About bottom up brew and how it used to be, and up at top of saw never over there. I think when buried last, what has a certificate for top of saw never last February, we're 84. My mother's youngest sister were born on top of the hill, I know. Surprising.
There's not many of the folk is knocking about now.
We're getting them now. we're getting them now.
Remember that what do you call Sarah? Old Sarah.
Why
used to take a alarm clock around when we're knocking up at morning?
Leah.
Leah, that's it.
Used to chop firewood, and then we used to at the alarm clock up front to go knocking up, you know. Whacking them up at 5 o'clock at morning. Oh, there'd been some characters down yon.
Oh, they were.
And they were good characters to tackle around. They were rough and ready, but it were their day. When these young'uns keeps talking about how they were then, it's how we were.
Well, that's right.
We should always be in police arms if we did what we did when we were lads.
But I don't think they were as disruptive as they are now.
Because we were frightened of getting a good
hiding. They were frightened more of policemen.
We were that.
I can remember how Barrett and Simpson.
Yeah.
If they'd have come by them, they'd have been again a shot window and they'd down. That's a name I can't understand. We always used to call him Sergeant McLear, didn't we?
Ah,
well, they're calling the clouds now, you know. Oh, aye, they've got refined.